With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo, can't believe I finally made it, Matsuri celebrated, golden week, hold it down with my cho, E-Tank it out of, let's hit Yamada, thank you, big smile, I feel
Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Thank you for joining in as I do this every single day for you, helping you improve your Japanese. And this is a continuation of yesterday's podcast, where I talked a little bit about doing your introductions or self-introductions in Japanese. Today, we're going to talk about a couple of things that you can do to make your self-introductions sound a little bit more fluent. And a little bit more fluid as well. But before I do that, please make sure to follow me on Instagram. I've been posting a lot of fun kanji things to help memorize. I also help connect with people. You can follow me at TheMangaSensei down in the show notes below. You can connect with me anytime, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and the like. But let's jump into talking about how to make your self-introductions sound a lot more fluid. See, when people get self-introductions, it becomes often this very rote thing, and it becomes less of a conversation. And so the first important thing to do is make sure that you end off or leave things open-ended. This gives the person an opportunity to ask you a question, and also gives you an opportunity to elaborate more if they ask you a question. Let me give you an example. Because Japanese are very, very indirect in their language and as well as their culture, it's a good thing to end things with de instead of des. De implies that you could say more, but you're not going to. So instead of saying, 私の名前はジョンです, I would say, be a little bit more polite as well, I would say, 私はジョンというもので, ジョンというもの is, so my name is John, という is called, and mono is a person. It's technically saying, I'm a person called John, and then I end it with de. This is a very polite way to introduce yourself, and using de, implying des, leaves it open-ended for them to ask me another question. I'm simply saying, oh, my name is John, and leaving it hanging there. That's a very, very polite way of starting to introduce yourself. Following that, they'll usually ask you where you're from, what you're doing, or something along those lines. It's often nice and polite to say it's nothing much. This is because you're trying to basically make yourself more humble and elevate the person of which you're speaking to. So a easy way of doing this is saying simply 何もないなんですけれども, it's 何もない or 何もではありません is nothing much. あんまり大きなものじゃない. 大き, so あんまり is saying not very much. あんまり is an easy way to start off that sentence, and it makes you sound like, though you are doing something, it's obviously not too impressive. This can be said before you say something very interesting, like what you're studying at university or what your job is, or it's a nice way to be polite and elevate the position of what you'll eventually ask them. Because if someone asks you what you do for a job or what you're studying at university, of course, the natural response is for you to ask them as well. So those are my first two tips. I will give you two more tips tomorrow as we continue this. But remember, my first one is de. Leave the sentence running off, let it kind of hang into the air, and they can ask you a question. This makes it a lot more informal, and then use it by placing your name, John, Rachel, whatever your name is, toyu mono de. My name is John. And then de, leave it open. And if they do not respond, you can always continue on with introducing yourself. And the second thing there is to amari okina mono janai. Amari, in using amari at the beginning of your next sentence to make it sound like what you're doing is not that big of a deal. That makes you sound a lot more polite, and it makes it very, very comfortable for everyone that you're talking to. And ironically, it also makes you sound a lot more Japanese, because this is how I've seen native Japanese people introduce themselves. With that, though, I will sign off. I will catch you tomorrow. And remember, 間違いの後でペレペレになる。ですから一緒に間違いましょう。それじゃあ、また。Gotta punch in, get to work, すみません。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。本当に、本当に、I stay facts。
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.